Hi, welcome to or welcome back to this podcast entitled-ish. I'm your host, Haley, and I refuse to say, hey, what's up, guys? Over the past month, I have gone through a ton of different things, varying from legal things to grandparents unfortunately passing away, to canceling trips, to me being hospitalized, to my dog needing two surgeries, and then, you know, obviously the big 2-3. I turned 23 in the midst of all of that. And so, yeah, that was, I would say that was like the highlight of definitely this past month's turn of events and domino effect. But of course, the day after I had to be hospitalized for 2 days, it was just this whole thing. So I feel like I'm finally back. I'm in a better headspace. Basically, every time something bad would happen, I would like have a few days or like a week, and then it would like be another thing. So I never got to digest and really break down each thing and figure out, you know, what is this teaching me? Why is this happening? And all of that stuff, because the next thing would happen. So this past weekend, I really just disconnected from my people, from my phone, and really tuned into, okay, so like, why did this happen? What do I need to change? You know, how can I move forward from all of this? How can I be a better asset to my friends, to my family, to myself? And I feel like, you know, I've really swallowed the pill, digested it all, and I'm ready to move forward. You know, I'm not opening myself up to any more negative situations. I think I was just so like immune to it at that point. I was like, all right, hit me again. All right, hit me again. And now I'm like, you know what? No. I don't need it. I've learned the lessons. I don't need it to be repetitive at this point. So anyways, back to this podcast. I just kind of wanted to update you guys on that because, you know, this podcast definitely sits in my mind 24/7. It pops in my head and I'm like, hey, you should record a new episode. But I don't want to record one when I'm super emotional and then it's just like a word vomit thing and you guys are trying to keep up with the entire episode and then you're like, I think she's going through a breakdown. I don't really want to listen to that. And I've just kind of been spaced out the past month. Like, I really don't know what else to, like, think or say besides, like, my situations. And, you know, some things I can't talk about and some things I choose not to talk about because I just want to either move forward or just, you know, it's just personal and I don't want to talk about it on here. But now that I've gotten back to regular scheduled life, where I can probably maybe talk, hopefully by the end of this episode. In this episode, because I didn't really want to open up about feelings and stuff because I did that all weekend, I went through and anytime I've ever asked an Instagram story ask about questions for me, assumptions and stuff like that, sometimes I post them and sometimes I don't because I kind of collect them for, you know, YouTube videos that never surfaced or for podcast episodes that never were posted because I just didn't like them. But today I was like, you know what? I just celebrated my 23rd birthday. I really want to reflect and I want to think about different things. And, you know, I could do one of those old YouTube tag questions, but I was like, no, this isn't 2013. So I compiled most of the questions I've ever been asked. I mean, I only took like 12 because I kind of wanted to go in detail to each one rather than answering like 30 and giving short blatant answers. So I took those questions and I'm going to answer them finally. So if you've ever asked me one of these questions, I'm so sorry. It's probably been recorded on a YouTube video, on another podcast episode that I just really didn't like, really didn't feel like it was my best work to put out there. So now I'm putting it out there. So I'm just going to answer these questions and yeah, it's just going to be a chill episode. All right. The first question is, what is my passion? As of right now, my passion is definitely graphic design and anything, you know, growing social media to, I hate the word influencing because I think it has a negative connotation about it now, but not influencing like products, but influencing, you know, better lifestyles, better ideas for healthier living, for mindful living. But I'm not like a guru. I'm not like an incense burner type. I should say one of those things. It's like I influence people to acknowledge their bad days and acknowledge their good days and, you know, just live candidly on social media. I don't know. That's my passion. is to just show people that I'm a human, because I think where that stems from for me is when I was in high school and I was starting to watch YouTubers like Bethany Mota. This was back in like, I mean, freshman year. Bethany Mota, Zoella when she was good and stuff like that. Sorry, that like I really threw under the bus right there. You know, Zoella was really talking about her mental health, and, you know, Bethany, I mean, she was doing DIYs, but she was always about like positive living and stuff. And while those were good, I don't think they talked about the subject as much as they just beat around the bush and been like, I have a mental issue. This is what you do for it. And it's not like, but I want to hear your story. And, you know, I've always struggled with the way I look, with my mindfulness, and my anxiety was really bad last year. Just a lot of different things. And instead of just posting on social media, you know, I'm a perfect human being and yes, I have anxiety, but you could do this for it. It's like, no, I want to tell you guys more about my anxiety so you feel related to, so you feel like you're not, you know, the only one out there with this severity of anxiety or body image issues or something like that. And I'm going to show you candidly that I don't always handle it well. You know, some days I can do my rituals and routines to align myself with a better mindset. And other days I'm like, fuck it. Whatever. I feel ugly. Okay. And, I don't really want to hold anything back. I want to show you guys the good, the bad, the ugly, the uncomfortable, the weird. Everyone calls Instagram a highlight reel, and it is. And to an extent, I would like to keep it a highlight reel of my life. I don't think that everyone needs to know everything about you if they truly don't even know you. But things that I would like to influence people into doing, like, you know, mindfulness, handling anxiety and not just shoving it away and moving past it. You know, those types of things I think I really am passionate about, because I never got the full experience of feeling related to when I was younger. And by younger, I mean high school. And, you know, I graduated like almost 5 years ago. Ew, that's disgusting to hear. So I want to be that person for someone. And, you know, most of my followers are my age. And I think that, and it's trickling in, people showing more of their like real selves and their real lives and a little bit more candid of like, oh man, I'm having a bad day, or I skipped a workout today, just whatever. And I genuinely love that, because I'm like, thank you. Thank you for showing me you're not just posing in front of a wall and you're holding coffee. I'm literally talking about myself. Thank you for not always showing that like you're out to brunch on a rooftop and then you're here and then you're here and you look super cute and your hair looks done. It's like, no, like show me a video of your friend throwing up an Uber between brunch rooftop places. I'm just kidding. I don't want to see that. But like just real life. I don't know. And for me, it's like I have fun too, you know, making really cute Instagram stories. So I'll show my real life, but I'll make it aesthetically pleasing. But that's my passion too, is definitely graphic design. I love making really cool Instagram stories. And people are always like, oh my God, how did you do that? And I love teaching people how to do it. I love working for amazing companies that I never thought I would work for, but I've really manifested that into my life. I'm passionate about working on my mental health and making sure that, you know, like I'm always projecting my best self and that, you know, my vibrations are pretty much always high and just I'm a good asset to other people's lives around me, like my friends and family. I guess my passion encompasses, you know, just constantly bettering myself and constantly showing my true colors and not holding anything back for fear of what people might think or, you know, fear of the lack of appreciation, just anything. And then graphic design. So if you weren't doing what you are right now, what would you be doing? That's kind of hard because it's like everything that I wanted to do leading up to this career is things that I genuinely thought I wanted to do and realized I didn't want to do it. And then this situation of graphic design and social media and stuff like that fell into my lap rather than me seeking it out. And it just happens to be like the best thing ever. What is your view on spirituality? Okay, so I had like a couple of questions of these and I didn't realize like how much that was asked at the time, I guess, or else I would have answered it. Basically, I am not religious. I think I've figured that out. I'm just really not religious. And for me, you know, one person's God is my universe. I used to go to church all the time. I used to go to a Presbyterian school. I grew up in the Bible Belt. I'm living in the Bible Belt. And all of my friends go to church, or at least are Christian. And, you know, my family members are Christian. So I think, I really don't know, we don't have this conversation, but you know, I believe in the universe. For me, a huge thing is manifestation and law of attraction. And you know, you attract the energy you put out. You know, so if I'm attracting love, then I need to give more love. That's just kind of the way of the world. Manifestation, I think the difference is, you know, people pray, which is great, and I manifest. Manifesting, it's all about you. You know, are you in the best headspace to attract that, to have that? You know, if it's not supposed to be mine, it's all about divine timing. Maybe it's not the right timing in my life to have a boyfriend or this job, or maybe something better is coming along that I'm getting prepared for. So this has been, you know, quote unquote, a failure. What is your guilty pleasure? Okay, so my ultimate guilty pleasure is crawling up in my bed after a long day and drinking hot chocolate and watching movies like Ratatouille or anything with Audrey Hepburn in it, or just any rom-com, like Something Borrowed, that's a great one, sleeping with other people and just cuddling up with my dog, drinking my hot chocolate in my little corner of my bed and just watching a good movie before I go to bed. It's like the best thing in the world. It's the way I decompress. Ugh. I'm probably going to do that tonight. I definitely did it the past weekend when I was having my breakdown, because I was like, I just need it. I deserve it. And I'm probably going to do it tonight. So, what is your coffee order? Okay. It fluctuates, but usually it's, if I'm at Starbucks, a venti iced soy vanilla chai with a shot of blonde espresso. If it's anywhere else, and I'm crossing my fingers, hopefully this place that I'm speaking of has oat milk, because most places in Nashville don't have that yet, would be a vanilla chai with oat milk. I just love chai. It's the best flavor in the world. What was your favorite place to travel? Hands down, San Francisco. You know, I didn't think I would like San Francisco because it's not what I thought it was. When we got there, we were like, oh, okay. But I, looking back, like, I loved it. I loved, because we went from San Francisco and we drove through Monterey Bay. Love Big Little Lies. We went to, where else did we go? Yosemite and a couple other places. Yosemite was amazing. If I could go back there with this newfound appreciation, I think I would really enjoy it more. I just think I was uneducated about what Yosemite necessarily was when I got there. And so I didn't really get like the full effect of like, wow, I'm actually here. But if I were to go back, oh my gosh, I'd probably cry. It was so beautiful. Or London. I am a hoe for London. I went back to London in 2014 with my class. And I like automatically fell in love. Like the second I got off the plane, I was like, this is it. The people were so just like kind of grouchy and rude and like snobby, but I loved it. And everyone walked everywhere and it was gloomy and it was kind of cold and just the architecture was beautiful. Oh my God. What does your day look like usually? So when I'm super ambitious and I'm really into working on myself, I will wake up at 5:30 in the morning and I will journal and meditate and stretch and just really chill out and not touch my phone until like 6:30, and then I'll have my little breakfast. From like 7 to 11, I get to work on local projects or my secret projects and stuff like that, because my LA clients aren't necessarily awake yet, because that would be 11 a.m. our time is 9 a.m. their time, which is when they like usually get to the office. So from like 11 to 8 is when I work for my people in LA, because that would be like a 9 to 6 there. So I'm pretty much working like 11 to 12 hours a day, depending. And I love it. And then I will usually like give myself a break in between and then go to bed. But if it's like a chill day, like today, I normally kind of wake up around like 7:30, you know, write my journal, meditate, stretch, get some coffee, drink my coffee, catch up on YouTube, cuddle with my dog for a bit. And then I'll find something to do, whether that's hang out with a friend, whether that's work on my projects or whatever, and just kind of wait for direction if I have any from my clients. And then I'll go to bed. It's like, I don't know. That's the thing about freelancing is that, you know, with me, I really do need a strict schedule. Sorry, I'm adjusting my leg. It was asleep. I really enjoy a strict schedule because it keeps me in check, because I will say, like, if I get lazy, I get lazy and you can't pull me out of it for the rest of the day. But I've gotten better with like me creating my own projects to where it keeps me busy. And that's nice. What's your relationship status? Okay. I'm single and I've been single for 23 years, which is kind of exciting. But I will say, I just want to point this out because I'm really proud of myself. So for usually the years before, I'm just shut out to relationships. I'm like, no, I really don't need to be in one. I'm kind of scared of them. I don't really know why. I think because I had so many flaws I saw in myself and insecurities that I was like, well, they're not going to like me because they're going to see the insecurities, which, I mean, when you hone in on something, a lot of people pick up on it. So that would not have been good anyways, but, and they just really made me nervous. And then, you know, last year I had a crush. We all know how that went. And now here we are, still single. This year I've really come to terms with who I am, my personality. And I've realized that looks are only 15% of a person. Therefore, I don't need to necessarily obsess over the way I look because I'm bored and because I have time to focus on that. Oh, yeah, I'm yawning. I've just really found a new appreciation and love for myself, for the opportunities and challenges I've been through, how I handle them, how, you know, I stay humble about things, how hard I work for certain things. I just found this new love for like, yo, you're getting the careers you want, you're feeling good about yourself, your mental health has gotten a lot better, like good for you. And I'm like celebrating me as me. And that's the first time I've ever accepted and appreciated and loved who I am as is. And so I definitely think I've opened up myself more to the idea that someone could love me just as much, if not more. Because, you know, you can't have someone else love you because you don't love yourself. And I'm not a codependent person. You know, I'm very independent. I can do things myself. And that's why, like, I'm so okay with not being in a relationship right now, because I'm getting shit done. I'm hustling. You know, I don't need a man. But now I'm like, okay, well, if a man comes along, he could be, you know, a good partner. Like, I don't have to rely on him to provide for me. I don't have to rely on him for his validation of my looks or my traits or my tics or whatever. But that I love myself enough to gas myself up, but it would be nice if someone else gassed me up every once in a while too. And to know me on a vulnerable level. You know, I'm not as closed off and shut down to the idea of someone actually listening to me and giving me good advice. Because for the longest time I thought, you know, I'm the only one that could give myself the best advice because I know my shit better than anyone else. And it's hard to give yourself advice when you're in funks and stuff, but it would be nice to have someone on a vulnerable level understand you. And so hopefully sometime soon, I mean, it's one of those things, it's like I'm not seeking it. I'm not on any dating apps. I'm not pursuing anyone right now. Divine timing. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. There's a reason why I've been single for 23 years. So yeah, I'm single is the question. My relationship status is single, but open to the idea now. So, what's the best lesson you've learned so far this year? I think the one lesson that's come back to me in many different forms because I refuse to digest it and dissect it would be to not be selfish. And this goes for, you know, me with my friends, with my family, with myself. There's some things that I just cannot be selfish about, that I have to give my time and my love and my support to people in need when they need it the most. even if it's an inconvenience to my life, my schedule, my ideas, my agenda, whatever, I just can't always be selfish and I can't always think of myself. And I'm not deserving of having absolutely everything I want when I want it without some speed bumps, without some blocks in the road. So definitely that. And it's come in probably like 10 different forms this year. And finally, like last week, I was like, okay, I get it. I won't be selfish. Jesus. What is your favorite song at the moment? I don't know, but I did make a fall 2019 playlist. If you guys want to follow me on Spotify, it's Haley.West. So H-A-I-L-E-Y period West, W-E-S-T. And honestly, all of those are my current favorite songs. If you want to follow it, it's a great like cozy fall day type playlist. So yeah, I'm just going to shamelessly plug my Spotify there because honestly, I have a new favorite song every single day, every single hour, pretty much. How do you get the jobs you get? I think knowing you're the shit and knowing your work is amazing and then going for those bigger brands and hustling to get those jobs that you never thought you could. I reach out to them, even if they don't have anything on their career page, I will email their jobs email and I'm like, hey, I know I didn't see an ad for this, but you know, I have the time right now. I feel like my work could be an amazing asset to you and your team and your product or your brand. And I would love to work with you. And go ahead and send your portfolio. Go ahead and send your portfolio and resume and references. Like, give them everything they need to see that you are an amazing opportunity for their company or brand or product. The only email you get back is, we looked at your portfolio, we love it, or we're not hiring at this time, but we're going to keep this on file. Honestly, that's the questions that I kind of gathered. I really didn't gather all of them because I wanted to dive into each one more in depth so you guys can understand, you know, where I'm at with it or how I view it instead of being like, what's my relationship status? I'm single. And that's it. You know, this is the thing about a podcast is that like I can be super candid and I can really be myself and open myself up to you guys so you guys can feel related to. So I hope you found this helpful and it was just like a nice little decompression for whatever you're doing today, whether you're working, driving, chilling at home, cleaning, whatever. I had fun making it. For once, I didn't have to dive into my feelings and really get scared about how I word things or should I have not said that? Should I have said this? Anyways. I'm going to try to upload probably like every Monday. I think Monday is a good day. It's the start of the week. You know, you really are heading to work. You're at work, whatever. You don't want to work. You don't want to be at school. So you're like plugging in your headphones, listening to me. Sorry. Probably every Monday. If you guys have any podcast topics you would like to hear, please DM me on Instagram. It's at Haley West, HaileyYYWEST. You can also email me at HaileyWestSocial, HaileyWEST, social at gmail.com. You could follow our Instagram. It's entitled _ish. That way you guys know when there's new episodes coming out. And yeah, do not forget to give this a 5-star if you haven't already. If you already have, thank you so much. I genuinely appreciate it. Also subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Anchor, whatever you're on right now. And yeah, I will see you guys next Monday. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Have an amazing week. Make somebody's day. Be nice. Breathe. Whatever you need to do. This is your sign to get shit done. All right. I love you. Bye.